and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Tonight on the show, we're going to be looking into two surveys on national political sentiment. We're going to be speaking to two pollsters about the results of their respective surveys and what it tells us about the perceptions of Malaysians on the direction of the country. Joining us first on the show, we have the Executive Director of Merdeka Centre, Ibrahim Sufiano, better known as Ben. Good evening, Ben. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Now, the poll that Merdeka Centre carried out amongst Peninsula Malaysia voters, that was between the 31st of March and the 12th of April, it found that Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin's approval rating to be at 67%. Now, this is a solid popularity rating and it seems, Ben, to be at odds with the Kerajaan Gagal hashtag that was trending on social media more than a week ago. Can you explain why there seems to be this discrepancy between the results of your survey and the sentiment on social media?
Okay, thanks for having me on. I think it's a very pertinent question because we've been getting a lot of feedback between the difference of the survey and what people are seeing and speaking on social media. I think first and foremost, this is a full survey that covers the entire part of Peninsula Malaysia. So when we conducted the survey, we ensured that we have respondents from every parliamentary district in the country. And therefore, the survey tends to represent the cross-section of the Malaysian electorate. Now, if we compare this with social media, social media is a free-for-all and voluntary space. So the people who are predisposed towards commenting or criticizing on certain issues are definitely going to have more of their voices there in that space compared to other people who are less prone to critical thinking or critical criticism, or people who are just don't care as much about politics. So this survey is really a cross-section of our voters out there, and it represents, I think, a lot of Malaysians who, you know, everything else on balance are quite okay, quite satisfied with how the Prime Minister is performing.
What is interesting, Ben, if we look at some of the statements that have come out of those who are part of the Perikatan National Administration, is they're saying that the vote, that your poll vindicates them and vindicates their government and their policies. Do you think that while you might have your detractors on social media, you might actually have people misinterpreting who are coming from government, who might think this is in fact an endorsement of all their policies?
Yeah, I think this is an interesting phenomenon because, you know, every time we put a poll out, we will get opponents of whoever is the subject of the survey, you know, criticizing the survey. And then the people who are on the other side are extolling the virtues of their leaders or their policies or their organization. But I think people should not overreach the conclusions from the survey. I think first and foremost, the survey about the Prime Minister's approval rating, it's about him and his leadership. It is not a question about the government. It's not about the political party that he leads. Of course, in the survey release that we put out a few days ago, it is more comprehensive in the sense that it talks about whether people feel the country is headed in the right or wrong direction, what issues they're confronted with, and how they feel the government is performing on a number of different topics. So those, I think, are more reflective of how people perceive government policies and how it's being felt, experienced by the Malaysian public. So I think there's a limit to how much interpretation you can do with just the Prime Minister's rating here. I think the survey does show that many Malaysians are quite all right with how Prime Minister Muhyiddin is performing. But they are balanced, they are sophisticated voters. There are a number of issues that they have differences with people who are currently in government. So we need to look into the details to find out the nuances and the differences here.
Right. If I may drill down into those numbers a little bit more, I mean, can we take a look at that apparent disconnect between the Prime Minister's very high popularity ratings and the numbers that came out from the survey that showed that a little more than half of those polled felt like the country was heading in the wrong direction? You mentioned not to read too much or not to overinterpret the results and that this is a not the rating of the government, but rather the man himself, the Prime Minister himself. Is that what this disconnect is reflecting? That while the approval for the Prime Minister is high, the approval for the government as a whole is not that high?
Yeah, that's precisely it. We do have a more sophisticated, discerning electorate that our voters can distinguish between the leader, the government, the political parties that form government, as well as their policies. If we look into the details of the survey, there are some areas where people are happy with what government is doing. For example, they feel that the government is trying to help those in need. So we can see that a lot of the financial aid that the government has laid out since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, that has had a very positive effect on the Malaysian public. On the other hand, when we looked at how people feel the economy is being handled, the numbers are far less. You know, just about 50% of people are happy. When we look at the broader theme of how the country is doing right now, we actually have more people, 46%, who say that the country is headed in the wrong direction. And people point towards the overarching economic environment, which is, I think, quite depressed because of the low spending, low consumption, lack of freedom of movement, and also uncertainties that continue with the prolonged incidence of the pandemic. And not to mention also political stability concerns, because while the Prime Minister is doing, I think people perceive him to be doing as best as he can, the political parties are not all quite together there. There are murmurs of unhappiness and some fractious relationship within the ruling coalition itself. So all of this, you know, point towards a very more complex situation, but people have discerning views.
Ben, can we disaggregate the numbers to some extent that allow us to see what impact these that the Prime Minister's personal popularity is, or the ambivalence towards government might be, and how that might play out in, say, a general election scenario? Is there any way to correlate some of the numbers that you have generated in your survey with the question of its political impact, especially in electoral terms?
Yeah, I think if we look at the numbers for the Prime Minister and trying to disaggregate it into components, we can see that there are significant differences. I mean, first and foremost, the Prime Minister's approval rating is very high among the Malay Muslim community. We only poll Peninsula Malaysia at this point in time. So that's 83%. It's very, very high. It's 66% among the Indian community and about 30% among the Chinese. So you can see there is a difference between how the different communities view the PM. And at the same time, we also see how these ethnic or cultural differences play into the other demographics as well. If you look into the survey, we can see that larger numbers of young people express more positive attitudes. In part, it's because proportionally in our electorate and our voter bank, we have more Malays comprising the younger voters. And as a result, because we have high numbers of support amongst Malays, it also washes over into the youth segment of the electorate. But when we say youth, you know, it's not, like I said again, it's not about the party, it's about the man, it's about his leadership style. And we can look at other segments as well in the survey, where higher income communities are less satisfied, lower incomes are more satisfied. So we can see an emerging pattern here. A lot of people who suffered economically under the COVID-19 pandemic, I think, are expressing some positive attitudes towards the PM because of what he has tried to do to assist them through difficult times. We have middle class and maybe upper income people who are less satisfied, partly because the depressed economic communities, as well as their concerns over maybe other issues about politics and how government is being run right now.
I want to come to another interesting result of the survey, and that was particular to the youth demographic, Ben. I'm wondering whether you were surprised by the high support in the youth demographic. You know, particularly because the survey was conducted during the time, I think, of the news that the Undi 18 vote delay was happening, and also that recent news about fresh graduates earning minimum wage as entry salaries. I mean, were you surprised by the youth dimension of the results of your survey?
Yes, I am surprised by the youth segment result. You know, but when we look at youth segment, there has to be a distinction between young people that are in the electoral roll, who comprise the respondents that we contacted for the survey, and younger people who will be eligible, 18 years old or 17 years old now, maybe 18 years old next year, who will be eligible to vote in the future. I think there might be differences there. Younger people who are not yet 21, I think, are yearning to vote. So I think a lot of those people may not be very happy with the Undi 18 decision to postpone. However, when we look at younger people in the survey, which basically comprises the 20-year-olds, so a lot of these guys are basically, I think, first and foremost, younger people are also tend to earn less and therefore tend to be beneficiaries of some of the financial aid that the government has given. So I think many of them are quite appreciative of what the Prime Minister has had to do. And the second point is that younger people tend to be less involved closely in politics. And so because the Prime Minister has a very large image in social media and public life, a lot of people recognize him first. And I think we have to also put it across that despite a lot of the criticism that has been leveled to government and Prime Minister, all in all, he has not created too many personal controversies. And therefore, I think he is still seen positively by many of the people, particularly young ones, as I think what the government is trying to do is trying to show some effort to address the difficulties that they're facing economically.
Ben, you know, very quickly, do you think that because of the way that the Prime Minister has positioned himself within the kind of Malaysian political discourse, seeing himself or promoting himself largely as a Malay Muslim leader, that in fact these results would be very pleasurable to him, that he would think of them as vindicating his direction or messaging primarily to the Malay community?
Yeah, certainly, Sharad. I mean, basically, the image that has been portrayed to the public is a father figure who is trying to take care of the welfare of the country. He may not have been able to ascribe to high standards of democratic principles, you know, such as having to impose an emergency and suspending parliament and all that. But all in all, the Malay Muslim public, which comprises the majority electorate, generally accept him as what he's trying to do. And therefore, he has, I think, rubbed off very positively with them. That is not to say that this is far-reaching. So there are segments within the population that is very negatively predisposed, and we can see that in the survey itself, both towards him as well as how they perceive the country is being directed right now. So, yes, at one level, there is some high approval, but it also has to be taken with some caution in the sense that it is coming from one part of society. Number two, this is about the leadership style and the stance of the leader, the image of the leader. It cannot be read into the prospects of the political party or the government itself in its conduct, you know, particularly if we consider the likelihood of some early elections being held. So the image of the leader alone may not all be interpreted as people's voting intention. So we have to be careful in making that leap.
Right. Ben, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight and taking us through the results of the survey. Appreciate your time. We're going to take a quick break here on Consider This, but stay tuned. We'll be back and chatting to another polling outfit. Stay tuned to Consider This.